Now, Wisconsin's April 7th election has gotten widespread criticism. Voters were encouraged to vote absentee amid concerns about the coronavirus and crowded polling places. But many voters across the state reported not receiving their ballots in the mail, and those who voted in person wore masks to protect themselves, some waiting in long lines for hours. So with a special election next month and the 2020 presidential election not that far away, what can we do to make voting in a pandemic work better and more safely? State Senator Kathy Bernier is a Republican who represents Wisconsin's 23rd State Senate District, which includes Chippewa Falls. She's also chair of the State Senate Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rural Issues. Senator Bernier, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
And State Senator Mark Miller is a Democrat who represents the 16th State Senate District, including Monona. He also sits on that Committee on Elections. Senator Miller, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Rob, and good afternoon, Senator Bernier.
Good afternoon, Senator Miller.
And Senator Bernier, let's start with you. Do you have a sense of maybe lessons learned from April 7th and things that we might need to change here in the state?
Yes. Yes, I do. I think we probably need to quickly, which I've encouraged some of my colleagues to do, we didn't finish our last session day in the Senate, and we have a system, an alternative voting system that would allow early voters to cast their ballots into the machines. They would be tabulated within the machine, and they would be held in ballot bags. It's called the absentee voting efficiency option, which many of our larger municipalities would be able to accommodate. That we need to incorporate. We cannot reduce the number of polling places as they did in Milwaukee and Green Bay so drastically that we accumulate that many more people in one spot. That needs to be, you know, if they had 100 poll workers in each polling place in Milwaukee, they could have had probably 20 with, 20, 25 poll workers each. So those were some of the lessons I learned. I went to some of the polling places I was at, saw that they had plexiglass, they had safety, security, and that was a good thing. I think that will have to continue.
And Senator Miller, how about your lessons learned and possible changes?
Well, it's certainly true that if we're going to have large absentee ballots coming in, is the clerks need to have another option for counting ballots. Currently, they can only count the ballots on election day, and they could continue to count them until they're all counted. And so what Senator Bernier was referring to was a proposal that would have allowed the clerks to put a voting machine out in the lobby of and allow people to come in, fill out an absentee ballot, and submit it into the counting machine, the tally machine, right away. That would have the advantage of not having to count those ballots on election day. It would also allow that if a voter spoiled their ballot by voting for too many people in one office or made some other mistake voting improperly, and the tally machine recognized it, that they'd be able to correct their ballot. The problem with that, as I see it, is that there would be voting machines unattended out in the lobby where people could be suspicious that perhaps they could be tampered with while nobody was watching them or while their people were inattentive. And I think anything that sort of raises the question about whether or not the ballots or the machines were tampered with is serious. We have in Wisconsin, and then there was another proposal which said, all right, we'll just allow clerks and local municipalities to make a decision as to whether or not they want to count ballots on the Monday before the election. Now, neither one of these proposals passed the legislature, but I think many clerks would have liked to have one option or the other, and I think it's something that absolutely needs to be done because the number of absentee ballots that voters are submitting is going to continue to increase. It's very popular. And in the case of a pandemic like we had here this last time, April 7th, voting in a pandemic, it was much more than we've ever seen before in terms of the number of ballots submitted. So I think those are two things that actually need to be done, is to provide one or the other, and hopefully give local municipalities the option to either do them all at once. The advantage of doing them all at once is that poll watchers could watch, make sure that all the machines and the ballots are managed together. It would have the advantage to the clerks that they would be able to have they'd be able to space out their workers and have some of them doing the work on a day when they don't also have to administer the election for what drive-in voters.
Talking to State Senator Kathy Bernier and State Senator Mark Miller, a Republican and Democrat, respectively, about elections in Wisconsin in the midst of the pandemic. Senator Bernier, something a lot of people were talking about around Election Day was either, hey, should we switch to mail-in only voting, or the idea of sending everybody a ballot to have the option to mail it in, something that we couldn't turn around fast enough for that April 7th election. What do you think of one of those options?
Well, in all mail voting system takes years to accomplish, and I will quote the Office of Secretary of State, Director of Elections, Lori Aguino. I don't know if I pronounced her name right, but she did send an email, and I got all the documentations from Megan Wolf from the Elections Commission. You know, all of a sudden everybody wants to vote by mail, and she gave a long list of provisions and criteria and processes that needed to be followed, and they did percentage by percentage by percentage for a number of years before they went full 100% mail ballots. So it's not something that you can pull off in 1 year. It's not something you can probably pull off in 2 years. So the idea that anyone can think, you know, and Mark probably knows this, those of us who deal with elections, and I did as a county clerk, there are minute detailed processes that you follow for every single thing that you do to administer elections, from preparing for them all the way through Election Day and all the way through counting. So those processes are not something that you can just flip a switch and go from voting on Election Day to all of a sudden everybody's going to mail in. There will be different deadlines for requesting a ballot. There will be different deadlines for everything, including I would question whether we could even accomplish, if we wanted to do all mail-in, Election Day registration. We would have to question that, because that's where everybody piles up on Election Day, not so much casting their ballot, but registering and changing their addresses and all of that. So it's not something you would be able to accomplish easily by the professionals who have advised us on that. The other thing you cannot really count on at this point, because it proved that the United States Postal Service was not able to handle our ballots that we had. We had 1.1 million ballots, and one spouse would get a ballot, and then the other one didn't, so they ended up having to go to the polls. Fortunately, we had polls open for people to go to when they didn't receive their ballots. So it's easier said than done. Exclamation point.
And Senator Miller, let's jump on that point. I think there's a lot of concern about what Senator Bernier just brought up, the ballots that didn't ultimately make it to people or didn't make it on time. What are you on that committee looking at when it comes to what happened there with the ballots that people requested and how to make sure they get there in future elections?
Well, that's being investigated, and there's not been any results from that investigation. The U.S. Postal Service in Wisconsin apparently was not equipped to handle the volume of mail that happened on such a short notice. But in the five states where they do have mail in booked by mail, the post office has mobilized its resources to be able to handle that additional surge. But here in Wisconsin, because it happened unexpectedly, they were not prepared for that, and it appears that there were some lost ballots in the process, and that's unacceptable. So we have to be able to deal with that. But the states that have already done it provide us a template for the way that you can accomplish the mail-in ballots. And the process basically is that every registered voter at a certain fixed period prior to the election, say 3 weeks, would be mailed a ballot, and they would have a certain amount of time to return that ballot, or they could bring it they could either mail it back or they could bring it to the clerk and turn it in, sort of similar to the way we do our absentee ballots now, or they could go and vote in person, even though they'd gotten a ballot in the mail. They wouldn't have to use that. Voter participation is somewhat higher in those states that do it. It's done in both in states that are controlled by Republicans and some that are controlled by Democrats, and so it has proved to be effective in both Republican-controlled states and Democratic-controlled states.
We're talking to two state senators from the Senate Committee on Elections, Ethics, and Rural Issues about how to improve the voting process during the coronavirus outbreak. Republican State Senator Kathy Bernier is with us, along with her Democratic colleague, State Senator Mark Miller, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. How can we make voting work better for you, especially during a time of pandemic? Would you be in favor of an access to a downloadable ballot that you could print out and mail in yourself? That's something that's been recommended in other states. What do you think about the idea of mailing elections? What problems did you encounter during the election yourself as a voter, as a poll worker? Love to hear your experience. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation about lessons learned from Wisconsin's April 7th election and how we can improve elections while dealing with the reality of the coronavirus outbreak. We have two state senators with us, Mark Miller and Kathy Bernier, Democrat and Republican, respectively. They're both on the key elections committee in the Senate. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. What would you like to see done differently? What did you encounter in this month's election? Did it work smoothly for you? Did you have some kind of snag with getting a ballot, with a long line at the voting place, working as a poll worker yourself? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. We'll go to your calls now. Lisa starts us off in Oconomowoc. Lisa, hello.
Hello. My issue with my absentee ballot is it did come in time, and I'm in the Heartland area. I completed it very carefully, but I did make a mistake in that it requires a witness signature, and that's not very clear. I assumed I only needed a witness signature if I had somebody else filling it out for me. So I did not have anybody witness my signature, and therefore my ballot was sent back to me as invalid about a day after the in-person election. So I was pretty disappointed about that. I was just hoping that that could be kind of cleared up on our forms. And I also really like the idea that was suggested about online being able to print out your ballot or making sure everybody gets an absentee ballot and has that option.
Lisa, thanks a lot for that call. I know there are some people had confusion who are maybe voting with that absentee ballot for the first time. Also concerns if I'm sheltering at home, how do I get a witness if I live alone? Brief thoughts on that from both of you. Let's start with Senator Miller this time.
Yes, I don't think it's necessary for a witness to witness the signature of the voter who is certifying that they are the person who submitted the ballot. Something that is easy to miss, and I think unnecessarily invalidates the absentee ballot of the voter. Similarly, in the COVID-19, there's a requirement on the ballot to include a copy of your valid ID, because Wisconsin has a voter ID requirement, and many households do not have the capability of copying their driver's license or Wisconsin ID or other form of valid ID to include. Now, I personally am not in favor of the voter ID provision in our current laws that you have to show when you show up to vote. I think you prove who you are and you prove your residence at the time that you register, and so that when the ballot is mailed to you or sent to you, and is filled out by the voter and he certifies that he's the voter, that should be sufficient.
And Senator Bernier?
Well, the witness signature is to verify. So if we do 1.1 million absentee ballots and they get around and somebody takes someone else's ballot, the witness verifies that, in fact, Kathy Bernier is the voter here. So it's a safeguard. Whether we have a real problem with that or not is a question. The photo ID, I know a lot of people needed some help getting one mailed out. Those individuals that don't routinely vote absentee. Now, if you are have a smartphone, most people who now use smartphones, it was very simple. You just took a picture of your ID and you uploaded the photo right on My Vote, and a lot of people had no problem with that. But our older folks do have problems with that, and getting them to check the mark that they're indefinitely confined would have foregone that requirement if, in fact, they're older, which age did play a part in that indefinitely defined indefinitely confined criteria. So, you know, under these circumstances, had we had more time to, you know, gear up for this, we probably could have taken more things into account. But as in everything, we get courts involved and lawyers involved, and then sometimes they make matters worse and at the 11th hour make different decisions and different rules. And so the whole thing was pretty darn confusing from beginning to end. But, you know, all in all, I'm a glass half full kind of woman. All in all, there was a really huge voter turnout for an April election. 1.1 million people voted absentee and 450,000 people voted in person. And the safeguards were there, and the study just that came out today, I'm sure you saw it, said that there was not an uptick in our numbers from the April 7th election. So amen to that.
Talking to State Senators Kathy Bernier and Mark Miller about voting in Wisconsin. Back to your calls now. Dennis is with us in Wausau. Dennis, hi.
Hi. Actually, it's Jeff, but that's okay.
Oh, Jeff. I'm sorry, Jeff.
That's all right. Good afternoon, Senators. This whole process, I'm a 68-year-old, but this whole process seems to me needs to be revamped. I'll go back and I'll answer part of my question because I know there's going to be a rebut on this. Do you remember the days of Internet cafes? Everybody had access to a computer through an Internet cafe. So that's going to be part of the answer I've got coming up. We live in 2020. We're in the 21st century. Why in the world doesn't everybody of voting age or that has a Social Security number or a federal ID be assigned a PIN where they can simply do their voting online? We don't
Dennis,
have a hand.
Thanks for the call. We don't have a ton of time left. Dennis saying, hey, how about some online voting? And it sounds like he has some logistical ideas for people without the technology to do it themselves. Briefly, Senator Bernier, your thoughts on trying to allow online voting?
Well, I would have a conversation if I were you with the Department of Homeland Security and all of the shenanigans that are going on in cyber space right now and the problems with the previous presidential election. The last thing that I would ever consider is doing things on the Internet in regard to our election security.
Senator Miller?
Yeah, this is something I agree with Senator Bernier on. I think the vulnerability of the Internet system is such that it could really disrupt our the validity of our elections with the sophistication of the ability to hack the Internet. We have in Wisconsin, the voter fills out a paper ballot. Those paper ballots are a hard copy of the voter's intent. They're always there, and you can always verify, go back if you need to, and verify what the voter actually did because we have those paper ballots that the voters themselves filled out by hand. We have a vulnerability in that the machines that count those ballots could be hacked. But if there was evidence that they were hacked, then we can discover that by doing what's called risk-based auditing. We could always go back and just hand count those ballots, and then we could overcome that vulnerability.
Thanks
Agreed.
For that call. I just want to ask each of you briefly. You know, there's always a suspicion with any change. If one party proposes it, the other party is worried that it's, going to give a partisan advantage. Just briefly,
really?
believe it, I know. It's hard to believe. Senator Miller, let's start with you. Can you and your colleagues come up with bipartisan solutions here?
Well, you know, that brings up a really important fundamental thing, and that is that it has traditionally been that parties try to look for to get advantages in the electoral system to support their partisan advantage. But that undermines the confidence of voters in the credibility of the election. And in a democratic system like we have, voters absolutely need to have confidence that the votes that they cast are counted correctly and are not impaired by unnecessary bureaucratic obstructions. One of those things that would help to improve that is the drawing of legislative maps that would reflect the results of how the voters voted. In Wisconsin, we have basically a 50-50 division between Republicans and Democrats. And so the results of legislative elections and statewide elections should...
Gotcha on that point, Senator Miller. Okay. I want to give Senator Bernier a quick moment on the bipartisanship issue as well.
Yeah, I think to get back to the point is what can we do under circumstances, emergency circumstances? All elected officials have an emergency response plan on file, as well as the Wisconsin Election Commission. I don't think they had taken into consideration pandemics, but I think that they can do this in a more efficient manner. I think what we would probably look at, although most people got the message to vote absentee, some of them did it very late in the process, which was part of the problem. We could send postcards out. A couple of individuals in the assembly are proposing that the election commission send out postcards, please vote absentee, and here's how you do it.
Thanks to both of our guests today, Senators Kathy Bernier and Mark Miller, Republican and Democrat respectively, both on a key Senate Elections Committee talking about voting here in the state.